Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Proverbs today, so if you find the Psalms near the middle of the Bible, take a right, one book to Proverbs, and we will be reading Proverbs 20 and 21. I'll read through these Proverbs, I'll take some devotional pauses, think through some application at the end, and then close our time in prayer, and I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you so much for Proverbs. These words of wisdom, Lord, help me to understand what you're saying today. Help me to take something out of one of these Proverbs to be able to apply to my life today so that I can live skillfully for you in wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 20. Wine is a mocker and beer a brawler. Whoever's led astray by them is not wise. A king's wrath strikes terror like the roar of a lion. Those who anger him forfeit their lives. It is to one's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. That's a good one that happens every day, right? You either choose to jump into an argument or to avoid it if you can. Verse 4, sluggards do not plow in season, so at harvest time they look but find nothing. The purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who is in sight draws them out. Many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person, who can find? The righteous lead blameless lives, blessed are their children after them. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he winnows out all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure? I am clean and without sin. Differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. Even small children are known by their actions. So is their conduct really pure and upright? Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep or you will grow poor. Stay awake and you will have food to spare. It's no good, said the buyer, then goes off and boasts about the purchase. There's lots of good stuff here. Talking about hard work. Don't expect to have a harvest if you're not willing to do the planting, right? The plowing. People who are trying to just take advantage of people in the area of business are foolish and not honoring God. Verse 15, gold there is and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if it is done for an outsider. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet, but one ends up with a mouth full of gravel. Isn't that picturesque? Plans are established by seeking advice. So if you wage war, obtain guidance. A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. If someone curses their father or mother, their lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. An inheritance claimed too soon will not be blessed at the end. Do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord, and he will avenge you. The Lord detests differing weights, and dishonest scales do not please him. A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? It is a trap to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider one's vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked. He drives the threshing wheel over them. The human spirit is the lamp of the Lord that sheds light on one's inmost being. Love and faithfulness keep a king safe. Through love, his throne is made secure. The glory of young men is their strength. Gray hair, the splendor of the old. Blows and wounds scrub away evil, and beatings purge the inmost being. That's the end of Proverbs 20. And just a reminder with these Proverbs, sometimes some of these go together, sometimes they kind of stand by themselves, sometimes it jumps back and forth from topic to topic. That's the nature of Hebrew poetry and the nature of these Proverbs. What I want to encourage you to do as we read is pick out one proverb, one verse, maybe a couple that go together, to consider one of these things for today. All right, let's continue in Proverbs 21. In the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels toward all who please him. A person may think their own ways are right, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the unplowed field of the wicked, produce sin. The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty. A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. The violence of the wicked will drag them away, for they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. Better to live on a corner of a roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. The wicked crave evil. Their neighbors get no mercy from them. When a mocker is punished, the simple gain wisdom. By paying attention to the wise, they get knowledge. The righteous one takes note of the house of the wicked and brings the wicked to ruin. Whoever shuts their cries to the ears of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. A gift given in secret soothes anger, and a bribe concealed in the cloak pacifies great wrath. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Whoever strays from the path of prudence comes to rest in the company of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and olive oil will never be rich. The wicked become a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful for the upright. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. The wise store up choice food and olive oil, but fools gulp theirs down. Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. One who is wise can go up against the city of the mighty and pull down the stronghold in which they trust. Those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity. The proud and arrogant person, mocker is his name, behaves with insolent fury. The craving of a sluggard will be the death of him because his hands refuse to work. All day long he craves for more, but the righteous give without sparing. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable, how much more so when brought with evil intent. A false witness will perish, but a careful listener will testify successfully. The wicked put up a bold front, but the upright give thought to their ways. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord. That's the end of Proverbs 21 and the end of our reading for today. So much good stuff here. What I'm just asking you to do is to go back, look at these, and see if there might be one of these proverbs, one thing that really sticks out to you. There's so much here. I think my heart resonates with verse 30 today of Proverbs 21. There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. In these days, it is easy for Christians to be fearful, to think that politics has the power, or certain groups have the power, that we're losing our rights, we're losing our power, the plans are not going as we think they should go to honor God, and yet, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. That's what I'm going to rest in today. And no matter what happens in these days, things that can be very discouraging, things that can seem to be against God and are having success, I know in the end, cannot take away God's plans. And I'm so grateful for that. And that's what I'm going to rest in today and in the days to come. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Proverbs, Lord, and all the wisdom that is here. Help me to apply them to my life. And Father, I'm so grateful that no wisdom, no insight, no plan can succeed against you. I know that's true. Help me to not just know it's true, but to believe it and to live it out today. In Jesus' name, amen.